Are we ready to start the program? Yes, me too. Good evening, everyone. Oh, wow, you guys are awesome. My name is Ernabelle DeMillo, and I am back as MC tonight. I am also the host and one of the reporters on CUNY TV's Emmy-nominated magazine show, Asian American Life. So, before we start this program, thank you for the applause. I got to just make sure that everyone here is following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because we have a great, great show coming up in December and an amazing 2018 planned. Right now, we have about 13,000 fans on Facebook, so please be one of those fans. It's a great show. Well, it is my honor to be back here. Welcome, everyone, to the Asian American and Asian Research Institute's 16th, Sweet 16, annual gala. So you probably see the waiters walking around because, yes, our 10-course meal begins. Coming out is the first of 10 dishes, so I hope everyone is hungry tonight. Not hangry, but hungry tonight, because we don't want any angry people here. So before we begin, let's give a round of applause to the staff here at Jing Fong. And another big round of applause to Ari, celebrating 16 years as part of the City University of New York. So since its establishment in November 2001, ARI has been educating the public through its programs, and I'm sure many of you have attended some of these, including the Friday evening lecture series. And there's a newly released publication, Asian American Matters, a New York anthology on policies and issues that affect the Asian American and global Asian community. So as we start tonight's 10-course menu and our program, let's welcome to the stage Joyce Moy, ARI's Executive Director. Woo!
Thank you, Ernabelle. Well, welcome, everyone. And thank you all so much for joining us this evening. I know that there are a lot of events out there, and we are particularly proud and touched by the fact that you chose to be here tonight. I'd like to acknowledge some of our special guests here tonight. We have with us Trustee Conway. Would you stand up so folks get to know you? Our community is very, very into getting to know people and welcoming them into our community. We also have Trustee Ferrer here as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Would you stand up? Everybody knows you, but please stand up nonetheless. Thank you. And of course, Trustee Kevin Kim, whom you will be hearing from in a little bit. And tonight, we particularly welcome Trustee Kim. And I also want to welcome some of the other colleges and representatives that are here. There is Ken Iwama from the College of Staten Island, Vice President. And Vice Provost Meng Su Lee from Baruch. I just gave him a promotion, and there he is. My understanding is that Law School Dean Mary Lou Bielek is here, or maybe arriving shortly, and President Rudy Crew from Edgar Evers. Maybe. Thank you all so much again for joining us. Over the past year, ARI, the Asian American Asian Research Institute, known to you as ARI, has been working on the issue of leadership. In 2016, May I have your attention, please? Thank you. In 2016, we issued a report on Asian American leadership within the City University of New York. And as the report seemed to indicate, there was a lack of Asian Americans represented in the higher ranks of leadership within CUNY. We set about issuing a set of recommendations and programs. And we have been working diligently on those programs over the past year. We have been told that CUNY has initiated a program for professional development in conjunction with Harvard University. And part of the impetus for that program, a consortium to develop diverse leadership within CUNY, was our report. So I'm not going to be humble. I'm going to take credit for that. And I want you to know that I have been approached by a number of CUNY Asian American alumni who have supported us throughout this effort and has said to us that we must work together to make sure that the leadership at CUNY is diverse and that Asian Americans are included. If you look around the room, there are many, many successful, prominent Asian American leaders who have graduated from CUNY, one of whom we will be honoring tonight. Would CUNY alumni please stand up? CUNY alum, please stand up. This is amazing. I call your attention to Doris Lincoln, Justice. A judge that is a trailblazer. A young woman that grew up working in the restaurant industry, working in the back of a restaurant as her parents worked hard. And she becomes a justice of the Supreme Court in New York State. We have people like Aziz Ahmad, who came here alone from Bangladesh, lived in a room with six other roommates, rode the train from Jackson Heights to the Bronx in order to work and make ends meet. And now he heads an organization called UTC Associates, a multi-million dollar company with hundreds and hundreds of employees here in the United States and in Bangladesh. He works closely with Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus. We have Savio Chan, who spoke to his mother when he was alone here in the United States attending CUNY. And he told his mother that he was working in customer service so that he would alleviate her worry. In the meantime, he was actually working at Dunkin' Donuts. And he will tell you that he was cleaning toilets and making donuts, not at the same time. And then we have people like Hong Sheng Li, the executive director of Chinatown Manpower, that has created many, many opportunities for people here in Chinatown. And again, there are hundreds of us, and they have stepped forward and said that they would work with us. There's Gam Wong, who came here and found his way to Bronx Community College, and then to Baruch, and now he's the CEO of the Municipal Credit Union. So these are just a few examples of the alumni that we have. And so, over the next year, it is our intention, and it was the directive of our board, that we create the Asian American Higher Education Leadership Council. We will be working with Asian American presidents and university presidents throughout the United States to cultivate Asian American leadership for higher educational institutions, including CUNY. We are launching a student leadership program for Asian American students, and we will be working on faculty development so that we make sure that our young and new Asian American faculty get tenure and promotion and opportunities to look at leadership positions within CUNY. So I'm going to ask all of you, as I do every year, to join us in moving efforts like this forward. And it would be my privilege and my pleasure to work with those of you who are alumni, who have the passion, the skills, the networks, and the resources to bring back to the causes you care about. So let me stop at that and simply say to you that we look forward to the new year with new vigor, and particularly because it's a new day at CUNY. I think that there are tremendous opportunities. Any of you who are interested in applying for the Leadership Development Program, please stop at the check-in desk and pick up a copy of the information on that. So again, thank you all very much for joining us tonight. And now it is my pleasure to introduce to you our board chair, Mr. Ron Wu. I think I saw Ron come in. Oh, Ron, here you are. And Ron is going to have the pleasure of introducing to you our new trustee, Kevin Kim.
Thank you, Joyce. So where's Kevin? Come on up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome here. It's good to see all of you. It's good to see very familiar faces. I am deeply honored to be able to introduce Mr. Kim tonight. And I think if you just go into your brochure, you can just read all about him. But this guy is fabulous. He's smart. He's bright. And he's got a written speech.
No, just notes.
Just notes. Such a modest guy, right? But we are deeply, deeply honored to have you as a member of the Board of Trustees at CUNY. Mr. Kim brings energy and vision to the position, and bringing on more blood and more energy and vigor. Mr. Kim.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can we please give a warm round of applause to Joyce Moy, the RE board members, volunteers, and staff for putting this wonderful dinner together. It takes a lot to put this together, I know, and so we really appreciate your efforts on that. I really want to also acknowledge, I know Chancellor Milliken was also here. I think he had to leave. And Trustee Una Clark was also here as well. But I really want to thank Trustee Ferrer, Trustee Conway for being here today, because I know for all the RE members, it's really important for us to be here, and just our presence is much appreciated. So, but I also want to say thank you personally for being here. And of course, on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I also want to congratulate all of tonight's honorees, who you'll hear from later. We have awards ready for them. And then finally, I want to personally thank my close personal friends who made it out here tonight. I think tonight what they'll learn is why I got really excited about RE, its mission, and the tremendous work it does for CUNY inside and outside the classroom. So I think you guys will learn a lot, but hopefully you'll open your pocketbooks as well and support some more. In my 5 short months as a trustee, I've actually seen firsthand what makes CUNY incredibly special. In short, I think it really comes down to the faculty members and the research institutes that CUNY has. It's first class. And then, of course, there are the students, the incredible diversity, the incredible talent we have within our student pool. Just speaking of diversity, for example, out of the 260,000 plus undergraduates, 21% identify themselves as Asian Americans. So I think everything that you guys do here is so important to support overall CUNY, but also those students that are identifying themselves as Asian Americans. And then 13% of the faculty also identify themselves as Asian Americans. So I think as an ethnic group, the contribution of Asian Americans to CUNY has been tremendous, and vice versa. But CUNY, I think what's also really special, its innovative academic programs, the opportunities it provides, it does so much as the leading engine of social mobility for New York City, for the middle class, for the disadvantaged. And so I know some of you are new to CUNY, like my friends here, and I really want you to learn more about what they do on a social basis, social mission basis. But tonight I want to highlight just one endeavor that Joyce alluded to that I think is so important. Asian Americans in the CUNY system on all levels are very well represented. But if you look at the higher leadership positions, something I noticed when I joined the board, the contrast is still pretty stark. And I think part of that is more professional development opportunities for Asian American faculty and staff. Part of it, as a trustee, I think we have to look at it as what can we do to provide more opportunities. But I think what RE is doing, the research behind it, the numbers, the data crunching, and all the efforts and advocacy work that Joyce is leading is something to be paid attention to. And I really commend you for that. Thank you very much. So just in closing, you know, I just want to say, in my personal humble opinion, really any effort to educate, to prepare, to develop, to encourage more Asian Americans to pursue leadership roles at CUNY is not just good for CUNY the institution. It really is critical for the long-term success of the city of New York. And I think that's why I'm hoping that all of you will join tonight in supporting this endeavor. So thank you again for having me here tonight. It's been an honor, and please enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you, Kevin. So everyone enjoying their dinner so far? So we heard that this is more than just a 10-course meal tonight, right? And a celebration of RE's 16 years. This is also a fundraising event. Yeah, so that means we need you to be as generous as possible. You are probably going to see very soon a group of volunteers who are going to be coming by, trying to sell you something. They are the Instant Win Raffles. And it's only $5, just $5, and you could win something instantly. They're telling me that there are, oh my gosh, over 150 prizes. That's a lot of, because let's like figure out the math here. I'm not very good at that. But, I mean, if you think about it, we will have a lot of winners in this room. Just $5 a ticket. And you open the envelope right away, you will find out right away if you are a winner. So some of the raffle prizes, Amazon Echo, gift cards and gift certificates for Starbucks, the Curl Wellness Aesthetics, free ice cream at Chinatown Ice Cream Factory, tickets to the New York Red Bulls, and memberships to cultural institutions like Asia Society. So buy those tickets because all that money is going back to RE and to help fund some of their new programs. Oh, actually, I am wrong. There are actually there are 150 prizes and 300 tickets for sale tonight. So let us sell all 300 tickets tonight. And if you don't win a raffle, don't be sad, because in the back, where I have my very talkative people, but in the back, there is a table of silent auction items with some really, really cool items, including pearl necklaces from Kathy's Design, an All Saints handbag. I think that's still there. A photo by the amazing Corky Lee. Where are you, Corky? And tickets to the U.S. Open. I won that 2 years ago. And Carnegie Hall. The silent auction table will stay open until 8:45 p.m. And winners, just stay at your table because the volunteers will be coming to you. If you want a list of all the raffle prizes and also all the silent auction prizes, they're in the back and also in your brochure. So please, please, please be as generous as possible and enjoy the meal tonight. I will be back very soon. Hi, everyone. Enjoying course 1, 2, and 3? Am I counting right? Good stuff, right? Especially that shrimp and broccoli. One of my faves. So, who bought an instant raffle ticket? Because I just met a winner. Raise your hand over there. $150 gift certificate he won. Congratulations. See, there are winners out there. We need to sell all 300 tickets tonight. I know. Where are the volunteers with the, okay, come on, table B1. They're ready to buy. Oh, I think that table's ready to buy. We need more volunteers. So we are actually getting ready to go into the next part of our program. The Thomas Tam Scholarship Award. I'd actually like to ask the members of the Scholarship Selection Committee, Dr. Pearl Tam, the sister of the late Thomas Tam, and the Tam family, along with Russell Leong, the editor of CUNY Forum and Asian American Matters, to please come up to help present our next award. We're going to give out our first award, the CUNY Thomas Tam Scholarship Award, $1,000 to a CUNY undergraduate who has demonstrated creativity in the communication and concerns of the Asian American community in such areas as health, education, and culture. And I've already read a little bit about him in the script, so if we could have everyone's undivided attention, because this is one amazing student, and the scholarship committee agrees. This year's recipient, Mr. Peter Lee, graduated Phi Beta Kappa and summa cum laude from Brooklyn College in June 2017 with a Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology and minors in Chemistry? Wow. And Women's and Gender Studies. What a renaissance man. As a student in the coordinated BA/MD program with SUNY Downstate, Peter has held several research fellowships during which he conducted ethnographic field work in rural India and rural Nicaragua, scrutinizing the effectiveness of NGO organizations in addressing concerns of health, poverty, and empowerment. He is currently editor of Student Anthropologists, affiliated with the Regional Commission's New York Office of the United Nations, and is on the executive board of the National Association of Student Anthropologists. For his scholarship project, Peter wrote Riding the Bus and Selling Credit, an ethnography of necessity and aging amongst Chinese New Yorkers. It was part of a year-long research project he started in fall of 2017. And wait, there's more. Peter will curate and complete an ethnographic photo collection that documents the practice of Chinese seniors who travel long distances to casinos to redeem vouchers as a way of living. The project will critically examine the larger issues of poverty, aging, and the well-being within the Chinese community. An incredible, incredible man. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Mr. Peter Lee, the 2017 CUNY Thomas Tam Scholarship recipient. Oh, so the award will be presented by Annika Tam and Sarah Tam.
Probably good night at this point. I just want to thank Ari, the Thomas Tam family, and of course Brooklyn College for really cultivating me to become an aspiring anthropologist with a dedication to social justice, not just abroad but also at home in Flushing, Queens, where I grew up. And really, I would not be here today, nor with my research partner, who's in the front here, Jiaqi Xia. We would not be here today without CUNY and without what Brooklyn College and without what CUNY really stands for in terms of supporting its students and its residents of the city. So thank you humbly for me.
Congratulations. Well deserved. Another round of applause for Peter Lee. So the next part of our award ceremony tonight, I'm going to bring back Joyce Moy, who's going to be presenting a special award to accepting, actually, on behalf of VC Vice Chancellor Waters. Will be Sylvia Miranda. We'd like to have her come up too. But Joyce Moy, I'm going to bring you up. You're going to be presenting the next award.
Thank you. We had wanted to present an award to Gloriana Waters, known as Ginger, to many of us who have gotten to know her over the years. Vice Chancellor Gloriana Waters has been a tremendous champion for diversity within CUNY. She was instrumental in helping us work on the Asian American Leadership Report that we issued in 2016. Unfortunately, the Vice Chancellor could not be here tonight because of a death in her family. And on her behalf, Sylvia Miranda, known to many of you as somebody who has played a leadership role throughout CUNY over the many, many years, will be accepting the award and saying a few remarks on Vice Chancellor Waters' behalf.
Good evening. I am really pleased to accept this award, and since I'm not the recipient, I can say it is justly deserved. And I have had the privilege of working with Vice Chancellor Waters for many years. So she is not only a colleague, but at times has been my boss. And she has requested that I bring a message to you. First, her most sincere, heartfelt thanks for the recognition. She has worked throughout her career to make sure that her commitment is more than just a hollow statement. And as Joyce has pointed out, her office, under her leadership, has collaborated closely with ARI to institute some of the programs that Joyce has mentioned. And so on her behalf, I give you her thanks. But she also requested that I give you all a message, and that is that her advice for the future, if we're going to make changes in CUNY and build on the progress that has been made, then you must participate in the programs that will help increase the leadership presence of Asian Americans within the university. So please, on her behalf, seek out those programs. If you do not think that you're quite ready, although I know many of you are, to assume these leadership positions, then Vice Chancellor Waters says, encourage others. And please work to increase these programs because they are vital to the future of the university and to the well-being of all New Yorkers. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. And so may I please present the award for Vice Chancellor Gloriana Waters. We're going to do a little photo op by the ARI banner. But also I want you to know that we have invited Ginger to join us as a friend of our community going forward. And she said that she would be more than happy to join us next year as a friend of the community because she was unable to join us this year. Thank you, Mrs. Miranda. So next, we'll be presenting the Leadership Award to New York City Public Advocate Letitia James, a graduate of Lehman College and Howard University School of Law. Public Advocate James previously served
as Assistant Attorney General, Public Defender, and Council Member. In 2014, she became the first woman of color to hold citywide office in New York City. A strong advocate for criminal justice reform, Public Advocate James led the push for police body-worn cameras in the NYPD, revamped the worst landlord's watch list, introduced legislation to protect tenants, fought for universal free lunch in public schools, and comprehensive reform for education system tracking students with disabilities. She is also an advocate for paid family leave, raising the wage, and introduced legislation to ban questions about salary history from the employment process to end gender wage discrimination. When she served, yeah, applause. When she served on the New York City Council, Public Advocate James fought for paid sick leave, passed the Safe Housing Act, and legislation addressing oversight of high-cost service contracts with the City of New York. And as chair of the Council's Sanitation Committee, she pushed through a revolutionary recycling package that improves recycling. Accepting on her behalf the Leadership Award, we have Adam Chin, accepting on her behalf. But congratulations again to Public Advocate Letitia James for the 2017 ARI Leadership Award. You're a good standby.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Adam Chen, and I'm here on behalf of New York City Public Advocate Letitia James. We're terribly sorry, but Public Advocate James sends her regards that her regrets that she could not be here tonight to receive this wonderful leadership award in person. We had planned to have her come at a later time, but unfortunately the logistics became impossible. I am pleased to accept this award on her behalf. And Public Advocate James has been a strong advocate for the Asian community and for all communities. We thank Joyce and everyone at ARI for recognizing the public advocate's work and leadership, from fighting to close the wage gap to protecting tenants from unlawful evictions. Public Advocate James will continue to closely monitor city agencies to ensure that they are doing their job. The Public Advocate's Office is open to everyone, and we are here to serve you. So thank you again, and feel free to contact our office if there's anything we can help with. Thank you.
I got a confirmation.
I also want to announce that we have a proclamation to present to the Asian American Asian Research Institute, also known as ARI, for your contributions to the prosperity of our great city. ARI was formed in 2001, so we want to thank you so much for your 16 years of service, and we look forward to celebrating with all of you for many, many more years to come. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam. Okay, so, oh my gosh, did the lobster come out? And I'm working. Okay, table B1, better leave me some lobster. Okay, thank you. I got a judge there, she's watching out for me. Okay, so our next honoree tonight is Mr. Kwai Kin David Ho. He is tonight. Yeah, woo! He is tonight's CUNY Distinguished Asian American Alumni Award recipient. This award honors CUNY alumni who have not only achieved success in their chosen field, but exemplify the spirit of CUNY through service and commitment to the community. I'd like to invite several of our past alumni recipients, Mr. Aziz Ahmad, president of UTC Associates, and Mr. Savio Chan, president and CEO of US-China Partners. If I could have you both come up to the stage. And while you do that, I'm going to tell you all a little bit about our honoree. So David Ho is the first Chinese-American elected to the position of Home Care Division Vice President at 1199 SEIU. Ooh, the union's in the house. United Healthcare Workers East. Before becoming Vice President, David worked as an organizer for 9 years at the Home Care Division, where he led the Chinese home care workers. Emigrating from Hong Kong to the U.S. at age 13, David graduated with a bachelor's in psychology and master's in social work from Hunter College. Oh, really, Hunter? Come on. Oh, yeah, much better. He also received his license certification in social work from the University of the State of New York Education Department. In 2006, David received the Outstanding Union Leader Award by the Asian American Democratic Association of Queens, Inc. David serves as trustee of the 1199 Bill Mickelson Home Care Industry Education Fund and Home Care Benefit Fund and Pension Fund, and also serves on the Advisory Board of Health and Safety at the 1199 SEI Union. In 2015, David was appointed by the National Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance to be the New Jersey chapter president. In 2016, he was elected to be the SEIU API, initials here, Caucus Regional Vice President for the East Coast at the SEIU API Caucus. Did you all get that? It's like we're playing Scrabble up here. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the stage Mr. David Ho, recipient of the 2017 CUNY Distinguished Alumni Asian Alumni Award. I actually also want to present to you a citation from New York Assembly member William Colton. So you got the citation and the award.
Speechless. So anyway, I want to like do our union welcome. First, I want to do, is Ari in the house? Yeah. I didn't hear you. Is Ari in the house? It's 1199 in the house. Wow. So 1199 in the house? All right. So thank you so much. Honored to be here and also very humble. You know, I want to talk about a little, my upcoming. So first, I'm coming from, Hong Kong in 1986 as an immigrant with limited English proficiency. And upon graduating from the college, I worked in the Chinatown YMCA as a child welfare counselor. And at that point, as I started working there, I feel I needed the skill, not enough to serving the community. So I went further. I realized that, I need to have my professional skill and better serve the community. So I went back to Hunter College, to the Career Center, and I consulted with the Career Center advisor, say, you know, which they give me a very valuable guidance that helped me shape my career path. With such advice, I elected to pursue my graduate study at Hunter College School of Social Work. Is Hunter in the house? Okay. So this is very important. My special thanks to the advisor and the Career Center. Kinney was there for me when I make my critical decision about my career choices. So I want to thank you, Kinney, for everything you do, and I continue doing your great work. Thank you. So at Hunter College School of Social Work prepared me for being an 1199 organizer, starting my work in 2001 to help the home care workers. So working at 1199, what does it mean to me? Three things. So first, job opportunity with good wages and benefit for immigrants. Second, educate the community about workers' rights, as well as advocate for livable wages. The final one is contribute to a border-based social work, social justice movement. I'm not sure people are aware, you know, we are labor union. However, we involved with environmental justice. We also involved with the immigration justice, you know, like the TBS. You know, we did a lot of work with promoting environmental that we need to be, and we are actually our 1199 Secretary Church is part of the committee for promoting the environmental justice from our union. So we are very proud of doing that. And also we did the AOS, you know, doing the ice bucket to challenge to Guinness record, because I think it's, you know, as a union, and also we have a mission that we do bring social justice to our community, and we want to better our community. So this is what a union does besides doing labor work. So I hope by educating everyone that you do know, so that hopefully in the future we have a lot of room that we can work together as a partner to better the community. And basically from my lesson, as you know, from the experience I have, I want to encourage, I don't know how many college, is the college student in the house? All right, not definitely. But you know, you're important. You're our future, and also our, you know, we depend on you. So just being, you know, as advice, being open to different new opportunity, dream big, have hope, work hard and be committed, think of the mission of your life, not just about making money. As well as think big and not to limit yourself. So at the end, I want to give my acknowledgement to, first I want to give acknowledgement to CUNY, Asian American, Asian Research Institute, and also especially Executive Director Joyce Moy for this award. Really appreciate it. I'm very honored. Thank you. And also congratulations to final honoree, New York City Public Advocate, the Honorable Letitia James, and I'm very privileged to share with her. But you know, I met with Letitia James, and I also, you know, with different campaigns we were together and have a lot of respect for. You know, unfortunately she's not here today, but you know, I send my honor into her, you know, to really happy that, you know, we're getting an award together. And also I want to congratulate Peter as well, you know, for his accomplishment in the college. And I know he's going to be a great leader in the future in the community. Do we agree? Yeah, we need to encourage our young youth, and also, you know, because they are future, so we really need to help them. So I'm having this scholarship. I think it's great. And I also want to acknowledge some of my guests, HRA Deputy Commissioner of Home Care Service, Arno Ng, is with us, and his wife. And I want to also acknowledge our international union, you know, like Annabelle was saying, like the acronym like SCIU, basically it stands for Service Employee International Union. Executive Vice President Louisa Blue, she wanted to come here, but she have another conflict, but she wanted to, you know, just, and Brady Commerce represented by her. Brady is there, yeah. And I really thank you. They're from D.C. So, also I want to acknowledge our president, 1199 SCIU, George Gresham. Even though he's not here today, but I know, you know, he have other, you know, but he sent a congratulation. And also, 1199 Secretary Treasurer Maria Castaneda is right here. And who is also the head of the president of SCIU Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, who promotes Asian value, promote Asian leadership, and also encourage the work advancing of the Asian. So thank you, Maria. And of course, my boss, Rona Shapiro from 1199, Executive Vice President and Head of Home Care Division. Thank you for coming. And also, and all 1199 friends, family, and colleagues. And most importantly, I want to thank God for, you know, for thank my Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ for giving a blessed life so I can serve others. And my wife is not here because I have a child is in the hospital, but she's taking care of my family. But I'm very thankful for everything I have, and I want to give glory to my God for this award. Thank you so much. And also, lastly, I want to thank for the honor tonight, and thank Kuni for giving me the tool to serve others. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Congratulations again, David.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, by the way, I'm also 16 years from the area. I know we started with the same birth. I work as a union. But also, I want to really emphasize promoting Joyce, you know, the mission that she has, that really wants to support and get more Asian in the trustee. So, thank you so much. That's my last.
Thank you, David. Oh, yeah, that citation is yours. You take that. So, another round of applause for David, for tonight's leadership and distinguished alumni honorees. And really, can I just hear from 1199 again? Oh, thank you. I just needed to hear applause because, you know, I always wanted to be a Broadway star and hear applause. So as you continue to enjoy your dinner, because there are more courses, multiple courses, did the chicken come out yet? That's my other favorite. No, not yet. Is it coming out soon? Table B1, watching you. Don't forget to buy those raffle tickets. Where are the volunteers? Volunteers, where are you? I'd like to buy some tickets. Oh, they ran out. Thank you. Who won? Lots. People won. Well, thank you so much. I just heard that all the tickets are sold out. Thank you again for all your generosity tonight. I will be back. Enjoy. Oh, there's more food coming out. Enjoy the next couple courses, and I'll be back in a few moments. So I've got some good news for you all. We are running right on time. And that is a first. I love that. So thank you, because it really is all because of you that we were running on time. So I just want to remind everyone, well, first of all, thank you again for buying the instant raffle tickets. 300 sold. Congratulations to all the winners. But in the back, we still need folks to place bids on the silent auction items. The silent auction is going to end in 15 minutes, so if you want to quietly walk back there and place a bid, there are the U.S. Open tickets, jewelry, there's the handbag, all kinds of really cool, neat things back there, so don't forget to do that, because remember, 100% of the proceeds will go right back to Ari. So now, again, I will need your undivided attention, because we have our final awards of the evening. And I know there are some people out there that have been waiting all night long for these awards. It's time for the 2017 KY and Noel Chin CUNY Ethics and Morality Essay Contest winners. Yes. A CUNY-wide competition that challenges students to think about the topics of ethics, morality, and virtuous behavior in their lives. So the top essays will receive $1,000, $300, and $200, respectively. This year, Ari received nearly 100 submissions. We thank Dr. Chin and his wife, Noelle, for their $100,000 endowment to the City University of New York to establish this contest. Thank you, Dr. Chin. To present the awards to this year's top essays and honorable mentions, please welcome back Joyce Moy. So this year, we have two, not just one, but two recipients of the second runner-up essay prize. Israq Khan and Benjamin Bernstein, both from the City College of New York.
I must say, it was extremely difficult to choose the winners this year. We had nearly 100 submissions, and I probably had to read things over 100 times to make a decision. It was indeed very, very difficult. So we are awarding 2 second runner-up essays because it just got too tough to make a decision. Again. And now the recipient of the first runner-up essay prize goes to Petrulia Fisher from Medgar Evers College.
Petrulia's essay was extremely moving. She talked about the responsibility that comes with being a woman, with being a member of the African American community, and the courage it takes to step forward to intervene in an event that could have been a huge tragedy for a young African American teen that was being chased by police. So I was so moved by her essay, the fact that she had the courage to intervene. And that was based on instinct, knowing who she was and the position that she had in life. Thank you so much.
Congratulations again, Petrulia. And now the winner for Best Essay of the 2017 Chin CUNY Ethics and Morality Essay Contest. Please welcome or congratulate Sharon Lee from Lehman College.
Essay was extremely memorable and extremely moving. This is a young woman that learned a tremendous lesson from a tragedy in her life. And she understood and learned from the kindness that her father had exhibited during his life. And I couldn't help but shed a tear when I read about how she did her best to read to her father in Korean, even though it was not perfect, and connecting with him and letting him know that she was there because he had always been there for her. And then after his passing, she continues to volunteer at Memorial Sloan Kettering, reading and talking and giving comfort to others who might otherwise be alone. So again, Sharon, wonderful. And please continue being this wonderful young woman that you clearly are. Thank you.
congratulations again, Sharon. Oh, gosh. That brought tears to my eyes. I'd also like to congratulate the honorable mentions for the Ethics and Morality Essay Contest. An honorable mention to Aldi G. Curry and Neria Hall. Please come back up. All the essay contest winners, please come back up to the stage for a group photo. So congratulations again to all the talented, amazing CUNY students. Guess what? This concludes our formal program for our 16th annual gala. Thank you again to everyone for joining us tonight, for your generosity, and congratulations again to Ari for all your achievements, and congratulations to all our honorees tonight, and of course the students. If you are going to bid, you've got 4 more minutes to bid in the back. Make sure you don't leave before you collect your prizes and pay up. And I think that's it. Enjoy the rest of your meal. I'm Erna Bell DeMillo. Be sure to catch Asian American Life on CUNY TV. On behalf of the board and the staff of ARI, we look forward to seeing you next year. Thank you again.